Iran's allies in Latin America condemn Trump strikes. By Christian K. Caruso on June 23, 2025. Latin America's far-left governments and Iran's top allies in the region over the weekend rallied in defense of the rogue Islamic regime after the United States launched strikes against three Iranian nuclear sites on Saturday. Venezuela's socialist regime, which now depends on Iranian support to stay afloat after the collapse of socialism in the country, was among the first to condemn the United States on Saturday. In an official statement, the foreign ministry accused the United States of committing an illegal, unjustifiable and extremely dangerous act of aggression in flagrant violation of the United Nations Charter against Iran in contravention of international law. Bombing nuclear facilities, with all the risks it entails for human life and the environmental balance of the region, is an irresponsible escalation that could unleash consequences of incalculable proportions for global stability. It is a direct threat to international peace, the statement read. We reaffirm our solidarity with the Iranian people and our commitment to peace. Sovereignty and the defense of international law is the only path to coexistence among nations, the statement concluded. On Sunday morning, dictator Nicolás Maduro condemned the criminal action of the United States in a Facebook post that he accompanied with an artificial intelligence-generated image of a group of individuals holding banners reading, "No to War." I categorically and firmly condemn the vile attack perpetrated by the U.S. against the Islamic Republic of Iran. This has been a criminal action that violates the norms of international law, the United Nations Charter, and even ignores U.S. laws, endangering life and peace, Maduro wrote. Peace, peace, peace is what humanity wants, and from Venezuela we raise our voices to advocate for the construction of a world of respect, equality, dialogue, without violence and without wars, he continued. I express my absolute solidarity with the noble people of Iran, their government, and with the good world that fights for sovereignty and peace. No more wars. Cuba's communist regime condemned the United States in a similar manner in a letter issued by its foreign ministry on Saturday titled, U.S. Aggression Against Iran Must Be Stopped. In the letter, the Cuban regime claimed that the genocidal government of Israel encouraged the United States to carry out its cowardly bombings against Iran's nuclear facilities on Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. With this irresponsible action, the United States recklessly jeopardizes the search for peace in the region and drags humanity into a crisis of unpredictable consequences. The letter, published in several languages, read, by attacking nuclear facilities under International Atomic Energy Agency safeguards, the U.S. government is also in serious violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The regime's figurehead president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, claimed via social media on Sunday that the U.S. action stands in violation of both the United Nations Charter and international law, and plunges humanity into a crisis with irreversible consequences. On Monday morning, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodríguez Paria criticized President Donald Trump's peace through strength policy, branding it as an imperialist doctrine that attempts to impose terror, arms, and global destabilization as a measure to try to sustain the hegemonic debacle of the United States. It rests in the notion that whoever has the power is right, Rodríguez Paria said. Cuba's Communist Party, and by extension, the Castro regime, as it is the only party the regime allows to legally exist in the country, pledged its support of Iran's Islamic regime and called on leftist and progressive parties, social movements, and similar organizations to mobilize and denounce the illegal actions committed by the fascist U.S. government which, the party claimed, confirm its full support for Israel's genocidal pretensions in the region. The facts are eloquent and have shown how far the Yankee Empire can go to impose its expansionist and domination policies, endangering the future of humanity. It is urgent to unite to save our peoples from a nuclear conflagration, the party said in a statement. The Brazilian government condemned both Israel and the United States over its military actions against Iran's nuclear sites and the threat of radioactive contamination and large-scale environmental disasters that it could represent. Radical leftist President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva published a copy of his administration's official statement on his Twitter account. Brazil offered some mild criticism of Iran, however, stating that it firmly rejects any form of nuclear proliferation and condemning reciprocal attacks against densely populated areas. Iran has responded to Israeli attacks on its military almost exclusively by targeting civilian population centers. Far-left President of Colombia Gustavo Petro questioned the legality of the United States bombing Iran's nuclear facilities without the authorization of the United Nations Security Council and the U.S. Congress in a lengthy social media post. Hours earlier on Saturday, in remarks at an official event in the city of Medellin, Petro questioned the existence of Iran's nuclear weapon plans. Trump says he just attacked three nuclear plants in Iran. There is no nuclear weapons development in Iran. Iran, thought of a peaceful development. But that fact sets the Middle East on fire, Petro said. Socialist President of Bolivia Luis Arce, whose country is deemed by experts as Iran's most successful project to spread its influence in the region, also joined the condemnation of the United States. Arce said that bombing Iran's nuclear sites not only jeopardizes regional and global peace, but also violates fundamental principles of international law and the UN Charter. In Chile, the government of far-left President Gabriel Boric condemned the United States in a foreign ministry press note describing the attack against the nuclear facilities as a serious threat to regional and international security. The United States announces that it has just bombed nuclear power plants in Iran. Attacking nuclear power plants is prohibited under international law. Chile condemns this attack by the U.S., Boric wrote on social media. We will defend respect for international humanitarian law in all instances. Having power does not authorize its use in violation of the rules that we as humanity have set for ourselves. Even if you are the United States, he continued. We demand and need peace. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.